Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If I had 20 million Americans of the same metal and the same will as those Chinese peasants being run off their tiny plots to literally starve to death on the streets of Beijing and other cities, who charge troops with machine guns, who mow them down, they charge them with shovels and hoes and sticks, our problems in this country will be over very quickly. So I don't care if 20 million of these Chinese immigrate here, because I bet they'll love America. I bet they'll appreciate America. But when you got 20 million illegal alien Mexicans here that don't know what they got with this country and want to run around saying it's a La Reconquista when it was paid for by Bush's PR firm and Fox's PR firm out of Dallas, it makes me sick. And I'm mad. Now, Al Garza is another amazing American. If we had 20 million like him, we could save this country. He's the national director of the Minutemen Project, and I salute him, and he joins us now. Mr. Garza, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Jones. Good morning to you.
You're there in Arizona on the front lines. You're making big headlines. You're having huge effects. Tell the listeners, we're going to break here in a minute, tell them about Al Garza, how you got involved. But tell us about the man, Al Garza.
Al Garza was born in Raymondville, Texas. I lived in Far Texas, that's just close to the border. Went to school there until I was 12. I moved to California. California, graduated 1965, went into Marine Corps. 1966, I was in Vietnam. 69, I was discharged. 73, I became a private investigator. And recently, it's 2 years ago, I retired from Southern California as a private investigator. 2 years ago, I joined the force of the organization of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps and been with them ever since.
I think that a bell got rung that can't be unrung when the La Reconquista is funded by Bush and Fox and the big money in this country. Ran around with their 90-to-1 Mexican flags with their "This is our continent" and all the rest of it. Do you think it blew up in their face?
It certainly did. And I'll tell you what really backfired is the fact that, number one, we know for a fact that who was waving these American flags, and especially and in particular, what angered me was the fact that they were raising their Mexican flag, claiming that this is their continent, this is their country, all Europeans belong in Europe, all gringos, that includes me.
But they are, they are Europeans. I mean that's what Hispanics are, Spanish and German and Native American.
Yeah, that's true, but they're really claiming Mexico as obviously their country, and they want nothing less than a Mexican takeover. And this is directly from Fox and all these troopies out there.
And we're supposed to lay down as Americans and not get angry at that.
Well, we've been doing that nonchalantly for several decades. Myself, I've never accepted the fact that these people are so nonchalantly coming in, sneaking in, breaking our laws, illegally entering our land, vandalizing us, committing crimes, running stoplights, running over people, bringing the dope in, smuggling human beings, smuggling drugs, et cetera, et cetera, breaking the laws once they get here, false documentation. I mean, the list goes on. Fraud, 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 felony, 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 and everybody thinks it's a big joke. Well, you and I know it's not a joke.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Garza. I want to recap what you said when we get back and then get into more details, just personalizing and how you woke up, how you got involved, what you've seen in the last few years since you got involved, and how the movement has grown, and some of the websites and how people can get involved. Then I want to open the phones up to callers so they can get involved and ask you any pertinent questions or commend you or give you any ideas they have. But first off, give us some of the websites for people that want to support you and other valiant American patriots, other Paul Revere's.
The best website to go to is directly to our website, MinutemenFitHQ.com. That's Minutemen, single word, HQ.com. They'll get anything they want, the information, blogs, everything.
We're going to break, Mr. Garza. Modern Paul Revere, putting his money where his mouth is, putting his body in the most dangerous region in America. The Texas-New Mexico-Arizona border is an absolute war zone with State Department advisories not to travel into the area. They're being shot at. They're being killed. There's been kidnappings. And he's right there defending America, just as he did in Vietnam. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Al Garza is a Vietnam Marine Corps veteran, an American modern-day Paul Revere. He's the national director of the Minuteman Project. And he joins us today from Arizona. He was going to be in Texas, but got delayed in the next few weeks. I hope to have him in studio here in Austin, Texas. But he joins us over the telephone. They've made announcements that they're going to build a fence on a section of the border, and they'll build more fences if Bush won't do it. We'll get his take on this 1,000 arrested. If they arrested 1,000 a day for a year, that would be less than 1% of the illegal aliens in this country. As it is, it was 0.00004. We did the math yesterday, so 0.00004 were arrested in that ridiculous sting on businesses with all these illegal aliens. So we'll get his take on that as well. But again, Mr. Garza, we're honored to have you on with us.
It's an honor to be with you, Alex. It really is.
For those who just joined us, tell us how you got involved, why you got involved, and then I want to get into the things you witnessed, what you've seen, some of the attacks you personally have been under, you know, the Chicano Studies UT professor up at Arlington who openly says, well, 2 years ago it was Implement Plan of San Diego to kill all whites above the age of 16, all white males, 16 and older. Now he said 2 weeks ago, kill all the gringos. And so I want to get your take on that as well. But how did you first wake up to this invasion?
A couple of years ago, now in 2004, I retired from Southern California, and I found a place not too far from Tombstone that I really it really intrigued me. It's just a small piece of land with a manufactured home, and I came from a real nice home, a 2,600 square foot home with a pool, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted something small, buy a little tractor, be back into the wrenching wave of things, and took me about a week to figure out that I had made a big mistake, and by that simply meaning that my fences, which, by the way, I had just completely fenced my property on the southwest corner of the fence was completely trampled down the day after I put the fence up, and I thought it was one of my neighbors. I later found out that it was transients. They call them transients. Found out it was, in fact, illegal aliens that are coming through. What they do is they pull the fence down. They go behind the bushes. They do their thing. They drop their soiled pants, their soiled underwear, their backpacks, tennis shoes, and just discard them there. And I found a pile of all kinds of stuff there. And I began to ask questions. And oddly enough, one morning, I was watching the news, and this is what Chris Simcox had just introduced his organization. I called him up, and I interviewed him. He interviewed me. We liked each other. We shook hands. He took me out in the field. And I figured, well, this is another white boy out to kill Mexicans. It's really what I thought, to be honest with you, being Hispanic. Well, I soon found out that this was a complete contrast as to what I thought he was. I was very suspicious of him, but he took me out in the field and he showed me what was going on. And again, I saw the classic example of what I've seen in my own property. Backpacks, soil clothing, underwear, literature, Spanish literature, Arabian literature, Japanese literature that was laying there on the ground. And you're talking about the deserts that we really enjoy trekking through because we like to hike. Well, can't do that no more. So needless to say, about 5 minutes after we had arrived at this particular observation post, a line of what I'm assuming it was approximately 50 people. Among that 50 people were two elderlies, a man and a husband. And I speculated that they either related or husband and wife. They were distressed. They were dehydrated. And Mr. Simcox was passionate enough and compassionate enough to go to the back of his truck, and he showed me the gallons of water that he carried with him. We offered him water. He gave him food and obviously called the Border Patrol and summoned the EMTs to come in and take care of this couple. I shook his hand. I enjoyed what I saw. Where do I sign? I've been with him ever since. Our reputation speaks for itself without incident for well over 2 years, and although we've been provoked by many organizations that are anti-American, well, up to now we're unblemished, completely unblemished, and we've saved well over 380 lives. So I don't believe that we're the vigilantes nor the racists that we are portrayed to be.
Well, then 87% of Americans are racist, and 67% of Hispanics on average are against the open border, so I guess almost 70% of Hispanics don't like Hispanics then.
Well, you know, it depends on how you were reared, I'm assuming. I was reared to believe in one flag, and that's the United States flag. My grandfather was in World War One, my father was in World War Two, and I was in Vietnam. So we go back some time, and we are, in fact, the fifth generation in the United States legally. And only one flag for us. We don't acknowledge nor do we honor any other flag other than, for example, the POW-MIA flag and obviously my Marine Corps flag, but they both go up.
What was it like for you to see in the first 3 weeks of the staged demonstrations that Bush and Fox put on, that's now mainstream news, that a PR firm staged all this out of Dallas, to see American flags being torn up, to see American flags below Mexican flags, to see hundreds and hundreds of Mexican flags and Venezuelan and Nicaraguan and El Salvadoran and all these other flags, knowing, I mean, Mexico enslaves their people. Why would these folks want to wrap themselves in the Mexican flag? It's like wrapping yourself in a communist Chinese flag. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. Your opinion is honored because that's really what it's all about. First of all, these people that are coming across, they are, as we call them, the peons. President Fox wants to get rid of them. He wants to discard them. And it behooves him because when they come out here, they're sending back something like $20 to $40 billion tax-free dollars into Mexico. So it behooves him. It's good for his economy. And while they're here, they're not only enjoying the freedoms that they shouldn't be enjoying, they're also digging into our, and depleting, by the way, our public services. Examples would be Medicare, you know, the medical end of it, the welfare, free schooling for their children without having to pay taxes, and honoring their own flag. I mean, the list goes on. On top of being criminals, they're also cheaters, they're liars, and I'll call them names to themselves, to their face. They're connivers. They'll do anything to get what they want. But they will not protest in Mexico. If they would do that in Mexico, they probably would be a lot better off. But they choose to come out here in our country and disturb our own freedoms.
Well, I know you're familiar with some of the statements by Chicano studies professors. One of them's Polish, isn't even Hispanic. And then she calls Mexicans the cockroaches. The Mexican elite is very racist. They try to, quote, stay European. They're very racist against their own Hispanic population that's indigenous and European mix. I don't understand how these people will put up with being called cockroaches by their own government and be treated like this, and then come to America and hate America. And let's face it, a large portion of them do. They've been filled with this whole liberation theology. What do you think about the statements of some of these professors saying that all whites above 16 and older males need to be killed? Planet of San Diego, you're from South Texas, you know about that. What do you think about them now saying, no, let's just kill all whites? I mean, it's gone from go back to Europe, Pilgrim, 10 years ago, to you need to die.
Well, that's true. And as a matter of fact, I spoke to my father, who's about, I think, about 85 years old. He's been around some time. He recognizes cultures and obviously the Mexican movement. As he's explained to me on several occasions, this has been ongoing now for several decades. Their plan is simply to invade America, to deplete it out of all the economy, deplete it, and then obviously replace Americans with their own breed. And that simply meaning taking us over, not by firing around, by taking us over by numbers.
But, I mean, how does that UT professor get away? I mean, can you imagine a black professor or a white professor saying, you know, let's say a white professor saying kill all blacks? I mean, he's openly saying this.
Oh, absolutely. He says it, and there's another professor from Riverside. I can't quite remember his last name, but he's from Hispanic descent, and he is like this individual that you're speaking of. They have the same agenda. The only difference is obviously that this guy's agenda, it connects with what Mexico is intending to do. And they're educating our kids, our own American kids, to hate whites, to hate gringos. Anybody that likes Americans or wants to be an American, they should hate the system because supposedly we're socialists, we're communists, we're capitalists, we're everything other than what we really are. But they forget that when they've got the freedom of speech, that they should thank a veteran, and they're not doing that. They're taking advantage of the Constitution simply because we have one, but they don't understand it's been protected and defended by veterans.
Well, that's what Hitler did. He used the freedom that Germany had to destroy the freedom.
That's correct. And we've got similarities with these people that are thinking and teaching the same ideals. You got Hispanics teaching it. You got even whites that are from other countries, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they're running it. Yeah.
Absolutely, and they're all wanting to take over America.
Folks, this isn't a joke. I was taught this in college. I was sitting there in an art class. They took us down to UT to the art building, and they had a fellow there with a quote, Chicano studies art display. And I sat there for an hour hearing about how, and really what this is doing is, and I'm only 32 years old, folks, there wasn't hardly any racial tension that I knew of between whites and Hispanics. Now, people who've never been at each other's throats are looking at each other edgewise, and this is all a result of what our two governments and what these people have done. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you know, just to tie the knot on that thing, going right back to illegal immigration, as soon as they walk into your land, they're now laughing at you. They even laugh at me. They'll flip you the bird, and they'll ask you to make a move because they know exactly where to go, because if you do anything out of the ordinary, they will sue you, and they will own your ranch. That's coming right out of their mouths.
Yeah, that's Morris D's. They try to start fights.
Sure.
And it's unbelievable. Now they call you all sorts of names, but again, I have a lot of Hispanic friends. I live here in Austin. They all agree with you and I, sir, Mr. Garza. But it's this. What percentage would you say, just a guesstimation, of the illegal aliens are frothing racist?
I think all of the illegal aliens are racist, to be quite frank with you. If they move into the United States, it'll take them 20 or 30 years to really figure out that they shouldn't be racist, but it's going to take them some time. But as soon as they walk in, the first thing they've got in mind is to take completely over. That's their agenda.
Well, I agree with you. I have a Hispanic friend who's had the illegals walk up to him and go, "You don't speak Spanish. You need to only use that." We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Al Garza, National Director of the Minutemen Project, is our guest. We'll give you websites, phone numbers, ways to get in touch with them, support them. And we're going to talk about some of the new things they're doing. Al, I don't think the average American, even the average American Hispanic, for the last few years has realized how big this La Reconquista is. But before we hit the break, I told the story of my friend Tommy, and he said, yeah, a couple of years ago, I didn't know what you were talking about. He goes, because he's an American Hispanic, loves America, his dad, the Coast Guard, the whole nine yards. And he says that now these illegal aliens walk up to him in restaurants or at Circuit City, and they go, hey, and they call him names, and they go, what's your problem speaking English? You're only allowed to speak Spanish. It's almost like a mafia-type thing. Have you and others gone through that?
Oh, absolutely. This has been ongoing for years, and in particular the last couple of years when they were really exposed for what they truly are. They will, in fact, call you names. They refuse to speak English. They're not going to learn it. They are here to take over. And, again, that it may sound like I'm double-talking everything, but those are facts. They are so bold. They're aggressive. They're no longer like the old-time bracero that was honorable. They have dignity. They came here to work specifically for doing that. And then once they completed their term of being here, whether it was over the summer, the winter, whatever, they go back home and they come back the following year. They're not here to do jobs Americans won't do. They're here to completely take over, and they're nonchalantly doing it. And they've been getting away with it for years.
I know people who are white in L.A., and it's all over the city, who are chefs. They can't hardly get jobs now because the Mexican crews in there will run them off. They say, listen, this is a Mexican or Latin American kitchen, and you're not wanted here.
That's exactly what their attitude's about. And we've spoiled them. We've allowed them to be spoiled by our federal government, by our corporations that are actually exploiting these people, and they want to be exploited because, frankly, after a while, they're going to take over, and that's really what part of their plan is. And everybody's aggravated now.
Well, they constantly say that, and again, I don't understand why they love Mexico so much. Mexico, if a Guatemalan comes across the border, is arrested, put in a prison camp, all their money's taken, they're shipped right back out. I just have a lot of trouble figuring it out.
Well, it's a double standard, and I've sent this message many times to President Fox to look in the mirror and see what he sees, because you're right. What they do is they do protect their borders. And by the way, their fine, as I understand it, is either $25,000 or $28,520 in 2 years in prison. And I'm sure that their prisons are nowhere near what ours are like. Ours are Disneyland by comparison. But that's what happens. They do protect their borders, but we're not allowed to do so in America, but that's because that's inhumane.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'm trying to understand where this is all going. What do you predict is going to happen in the next few years? Because at a lot of these rallies, they had big signs, including Austin, saying violent revolution is the only way. Start the violence now.
They've been wanting to do that. This is why they've been provoking not only America, but now they take joy in provoking the Minutemen. They want us to get involved with in some form of altercation so they can get rid of us. Well, that's not going to happen. But I'll tell you what is going to happen. We are going to seal the borders one way or the other. We've got plans. And the minute you seal the borders, you also address the illegal immigration issue in terms of the hiring of these illegals, because that is, in fact, a crime. We're addressing that. Once that happens, there is no reason for amnesty or guest worker programs. They will be locked in position where they will have to come out of the shadows one way or the other. And I've been approached and asked, well, how are all these people going to be deported? Well, if you do it, you just do it one by one, and you will succeed.
Well, it's a big job. You know, they had 1,000 arrests, supposedly, of employers and illegal aliens a few days ago, but that is only 0.00004.
That's correct. I overheard that conversation you were having earlier, and I agree with you.
And if we grabbed 1,000 a day, that would be less than 1% in a year. So we need to... It's simple. I mean, if you had millions of drunk drivers driving around, the police would arrest them. They'd go to jail.
That's correct.
Well, every time they catch somebody illegal, ship them out of here.
Well, there's laws for the United States. We're a nation under the rule of law. We've got rules and laws for American citizens and no rules and no laws for illegal aliens. Why? Again, I think it's been a plan all along, and they've been told from the very top. In fact, I'll give you another classic example. Not too long ago, they pulled over... an automobile where I know for a fact each and every one of them, there were four or five of them in this automobile. They were driving and towards the 10, which is not far from where I live, and probably making their way into Tucson. They got pulled over, and the only thing they could do, they couldn't arrest them because they're out of jurisdiction in so doing. They can't cite them. I mean, because who are you going to cite? Is it David, Roberto, Julian? The bottom line is that the only thing they're allowed to do is call the Border Patrol, only to take them right down to Mexico and have him track back again the following morning. This goes on and on all the time.
So it's a revolving door. Stay right there. We'll talk about solutions and other key facets of this when we get back with Al Garza.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to bring up some other issues with the National Director of the Minuteman Project, Al Garza. When you talk about illegal aliens from China, Mexico, Russia, or wherever, bringing in diseases, they go, oh, that's code word for racism. No. They're having to open up huge tuberculosis wards again, something we didn't have for the last 30 years. We had had, the Associated Press ran a report on this last year, what was it, three cases of wet leprosy in a 10-year period. And then in 2005, we had 7,000 cases. And out in East Texas, the government's opened a huge leper colony. Drug-resistant immune TB is spreading everywhere. I mean, what American, whether you're black, white, purple, polka-dotted, I don't care, wants your kids in these public schools sitting next to the illegal alien children coughing TB? There's not even a test done. They don't even want to treat and help the kids. I mean, in Ellis Island, people came in, they had to give a clean bill of health. Now it's just unlimited. And there was a statistic out of North Carolina where 24% of the year's accidents, the serious injury or fatality accidents, were illegal aliens, and nothing happens to them. We had the railway killer running around murdering, getting released all the time. Imagine. I mean, it's not just that they say this is our land, we're taking over. It's we're not going to follow any laws. And all over the country, sheriffs have said, listen, we call the Border Patrol, and they say, we're not coming. Al Garza, you want to comment on the subjects I've just mentioned? I mean, we've got an above-the-law group of 20-plus million people here.
Well, that's right. Port of entry is really essential in this case, and in cases like this. This is why we've got Border Patrol, and we do have a ports of entry. They go through, and they keep coming back with the fact that we're racist. Well, the bottom line is we're not racist, as you well mentioned. We are under the rule of law. We're concerned about rule of law. We want to enforce our laws. We're concerned about public safety and national security. That includes diseases, terrorists, and in fact, speaking of terrorism, I mean, this is nothing less than terrorism when they're coming through your property and nonchalantly just walking through and flipping you off, and, you know, they've got the United States upside down. They've got, this is nothing less than terrorism. This is exactly what they're doing. They don't have to go through the ports of entry because it's too long of a wait. They're in a hurry because they've got to feed their families, and, of course, at our expense. If we don't accommodate them, well, we become racist. If we don't accommodate them, we're inhumane, and ACLU and all these other, La Raza and Aslan and all these other people, first thing you want to do is take somebody to court. And that's going to stop, too. Eventually, all this is going to stop, chiefly because we are demanding with fences, we're demanding border patrol, we're demanding the military, we're demanding that we restore the rule of law. Once that happens, you clean house. And that's really what the bottom line is.
Let me just read, and then I want to talk about some of the projects you guys are launching right now valiantly, and then I want to take some calls at 800-259-9231. There are several letters to the editor this week in the Chronicle that's attacking anyone that wants to control our borders and anyone who's upset about 20-plus million people running around saying we're taking over. And by the way, they get more welfare, more tuition. A lot of states roll out the red carpet on purpose because the big banker boys like Bush want this. But there are multiple letters to the editor, just like this one. And this is from Carlos R. Garza, U.S. Air Force retired. Dear editor, paper's big here. It's hard to try to get it here where I can read it. Sorry. Dear editor, here are some basic truths as I see them. The illegal immigrants in this country are making minor contributions to our economy, as they always have in the past. They have become a larger economic burden on our public health, education, and welfare system. Like so many of the working poor in this country, they cannot afford health care. These economic refugees, what they truly are, have exposed the greatest failure of our foreign policy in the 20th century, economic justice. China and India have booming economies now and have done so largely because of so much aid from the United States. The culture of Latin America has yet to throw off the strict patron-peon-calf system inherited from Spanish colonial rule. Until they do that, their economies will continue to flounder and fail. Mexico is a country rich in both natural, they have double the oil we do, natural and human resources, but yet it has failed to develop economically so that most of its people can look forward to a better life. There's now a huge double standard in this country. Working in this country without a permit is a crime. Any illegal immigrant is allowed to walk around free in this country without fear of prosecution. And it goes on with government benefits. And it goes on, but 200,000 troops are kept in harm's way protecting foreign oil fields in the name of economic stability. If a GI commits a crime in that country, he will be prosecuted, but an illegal alien won't in this country. I feel it's the greatest betrayal of our military veterans who have served our country to spend a penny on assistance for illegal immigrants or foreign aid of any kind. Let's take care of our vets first. Carlos R. Garza, U.S. Air Force retired out of Hudson Bend, Texas.
That's a very well-composed letter.
Well, there's others here, but they keep trying to bully Hispanic Americans who are the majority, saying, shut up, calling them names, you shut up, we're taking over.
Yeah, well, we're not going to shut up. They're hearing our voice loud and clear, and we're echoing it, and we're going to continue doing so until we shut everything down. And we said, as he well mentioned, they're breaking our laws once you start incarcerating these individuals. And I think if we allow the sheriff's department, our local authorities, to do their job, which, are, for example, our own governor refuses to do, if we allow them to do their job, we would not have this problem. That's where you start. You start by enforcing the law and going into the educational end of it. We are educating children at our expense. And by the way, these kids that are getting educated will eventually and ultimately wind up being your leaders because they get free education, no cost to them. And they have one thing in mind, again, going right back to the same old cliche, Mexico takeover. That's their plan. Better beware.
Well, they call it the La Reconquista.
That's exactly what that means.
Well, my wife speaks Spanish because she lived for many years in Spain, in Madrid, and she reads the signs. She sees the bumper stickers. She hears the mean comments in restaurants. by the illegal aliens and their supporters, and it is vicious. And I guess it's peer pressure. You say 100% of them have this view. I mean, I don't want to disagree with you, but I didn't really imagine it was that high. But I guess it's a peer pressure thing. I mean, if they'll march up to Hispanic Americans and say, hey, you better speak Spanish, buddy, you traitor, then I mean, I guess as soon as illegals get here, and also when they're in Mexico, they're taught that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. And again, our own schools here in America are colluding on this because they don't tell them that a third of the people in the war for Texas independence were Hispanic. They don't tell them that a Hispanic man wrote the Constitution Bill of Rights and is seen as the founder of the Texas Constitution. They don't tell them any of that.
No, that's very true. And I may be wrong in saying 100% of these people that are coming in, you know, are dedicating their efforts to an agenda that, you know, that I'm talking about. But the bulk of them do, because I've seen and I've talked to a lot of them, and the ones that I've spoken to, they have that attitude, that aggressiveness, that brutal type of attitude in their, because they've been educated to do so. They're educated in Mexico, and obviously they've got organizations out here that are giving them a handout.
Sir, I was in the interior of Yucatan, right up against the, just 10 miles or so from the border of Guatemala a few months ago, went down there for a week, did some scuba diving and stuff. It was a lot of fun, folks. I hadn't had a vacation in years. And I'm in the interior looking at some pyramids, and I'm just in a little snack shop. And I said, do you believe that the southern U.S. and southwest is Mexico? And they said, yes, we're taking over. I mean, even down there, it's just synonymous.
It's a plan. You know, as I said before, my father's the one that really opened my eyes on it. And then once I woke up, I began to smell the coffee. And it's been a plan for many decades. Now, as I said, they are very bold about what they're doing. They don't care who knows it, because they figure they're going to outnumber us, and that's part of the plan. They've got organizations that are, and by the way, these organizations that I'm talking about, most of them are being funded by our own government. Our own tax dollars are funding them to fight us. That's their plan, pal.
Well, that's the globalization. Our government wants us to turn into the Pan-American Union, and they're going to use this rent-a-mob to do it. You know, you have these amnesty groups, you have these sanctuary groups. This one lady from Chicago, I've heard her on multiple shows. People will call in, including myself, and go, hey, the plan of La Reconquista, La Raza's motto is for those inside the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. And she'll go, you're a total liar. It's all made up. You know, she speaks English perfectly. You go to her website, and you go to their websites, and in Spanish it says all that. So they're also real slick about going on the English media and lying. Then meanwhile, the Spanish media, usually owned by old white men, is saying exactly that.
In fact, just yesterday, just to confirm what you're talking about, just yesterday, just before I went to Three Points, I glued myself to the Mexican news on the radio, and that's exactly what they were broadcasting. You hurry up and get into the United States, the smell of amnesty is in the air. You go there and get a piece of the action. You do whatever you've got to do. You get there, and by the way, take over North Carolina. Now, there must be a reason for North Carolina being one of their targets. That was disclosed effective yesterday. And the guy that's doing this talking, by the name of El Cucuy, I believe his name is, he's been in our country 3 or 5 years. He came here illegally. He went in to pick strawberries, or he worked in as hard labor for testing in the air for these people to come into our country and completely invade us.
Sir, we have two stations in town with names like The Invader, The Rebel. And on it is just, we are taking over, move forward, strike, strike, take over everything, don't buy nothing from the gringos, they are your enemy. Meanwhile, it's owned by gringos. It's all a big sick joke to break down this country. If the poor Mexicans that are coming in knew that they're just ensuring that they'll continue to be slaves, and all Americans are going to be peons now, I mean, imagine, it's like Tokyo Rose in World War II going, lay down, G.I., and what was the name of the lady that would come on and tell the G.I.s to lay down in Vietnam? But instead, it's literally military-style transmissions going 24 hours a day. And it's perfect because it's another language, and so the English speakers don't know.
Well, that's true. As a matter of fact, these people that are being exploited, they really have the advantage over the American citizen that is paying tax, because they come in and they do labor themselves for cheap wages. But guess what? they also go on and apply for welfare and qualify. They know exactly, they're well-connected. They know exactly who to go to and when to go to this particular bunch of people that are working in the welfare department. They walk out of there with benefits that we can't enjoy. So they can afford to go out and work for $6, $7, $8, $10 an hour. But that's all cash. But they're getting subsidized by our own tax dollars in terms of, the medical, the welfare.
Well, also, Vicente Fox, 3 years ago, when I bullhorned him and shut down his press conference, he came to Austin. He gave an award to the police chief for not enforcing the law openly. He said, here's an award. He gave an award to Wells Fargo for issuing debit cards with any fake name. And then the government in Texas is accepting those. And Perry's head chief of Texas-Mexico relations, he is a registered lobbyist of Vicente Fox. That was in the Houston Chronicle, and then the government called up threatening the writer that reported that, saying that's secret information. So a foreign national for Mexico who works for Fox is paid running our policies for Rick Perry.
Well, and that's not new to me, because you've got governors, you've got mayors, you've got police, you've got detectives, you might even have FBI, you've got personnel working in welfare. All these people are plants and infiltrators. Then again, going right back to the invasion.
Well, the former head of the Border Patrol, 5 years ago, a 4-year term before that, he was the former head of the Ford Foundation.
I know. What's happening is that Vicente Fox and his Foxy regime have well been connected with these other people. They're putting up, let's take, for example, the mayor in Los Angeles. This guy that claims to be of Mexican descent.
Antonio Rio.
Yeah, Rio Garza, or whatever his name is, Villarosa, something like that. He's, again, very boldly declared that not only are the Minutemen going to be completely wiped out, that his intention is to make sure that the Mexicans, and he didn't say American, he didn't say Mexican-American, he just said the Mexicans have every right to be here, and we're going to make sure that their rights are enforced.
Well, he has said in years past, before he was mayor, when he was just a council member, he has said that this is Mexico.
Absolutely. And then you ought to see the signs out there in Los Angeles. Loretta Sanchez, what is she, some representative from out there? The same thing. She's got the same agenda.
Well, they put up 675 huge billboards saying this is Mexico, and it was paid for by the white owner of the TV network.
That's correct. There's a sign up there in Los Angeles that says Los Angeles, and they erase California and put Mexico on it. Goes on all the time, and they get away with it.
Well, basically, the white ruling elite in America, the establishment, who loves people like the communist butcher Who, they love it. And they are just mobilizing a foreign army that they can use to push around Americans as America goes into the Pan-American Union. It's simple.
That's right. They don't have to fire around. Not one round.
When you talk to the illegal aliens, do they understand? I mean, it's now proven that Bush's PR firm with Fox financed these protests, financed all of this, and it's all staged. I mean, do some of these illegal alien Mexicans, do they understand that they're being manipulated?
Well, I think they do understand, but they go with it because they know it's to their advantage in the long run, because a lot of them have actually received dollars from lawsuits. They carry in their wallet. We have found wallets that are discarded or accidentally lost out in the deserts, where they've got ACLU, La Raza, Mecha, Aslan phone numbers, et cetera, et cetera. So they know there is a plan in effect. So they're part of it.
It's a military.
It's scary.
It is. It's scary. And first, we're not kidding about this.
Not at all. We have found literature from Arabia, China, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Jamaica, you name it. I think it was 86 or 87 different countries so far that we found literature on.
Let's take a quick call, and we're going to get out your website and cover some of the things you guys are going to be doing in the future and
okay. How
folks can support you. Let's talk to Al in Pennsylvania, then Sean, Jim, and others. Go ahead, Al.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
I was brought up to a little understanding of Lithuanian history, and when the Russians wanted to integrate the Lithuanian people into the Soviet Union, they sent in colonists to mix up the culture and Russianize the population. And when I look at the American Southwest, I got to say I see the same kind of thing happening.
Oh, they call it the recolonization, the La Reconquista.
And the Lithuanian people never gave into that stuff. They always held their language and their culture. And the Russian colonists that came to Lithuania always ended up speaking Lithuanian and adopting local customs. And we got to do the same kind of thing. We can't give in to these people and learn into the language, and we have to make them speak English. We have to keep our road signs in English.
Number one, English is the world language. It's what the Germans, the Japanese, the Chinese learn. It hurts Hispanics to not learn English. Mr. Garza?
Well, that's affirmative. I tend to agree with him. What's going on is that a lot of these people are now suing, and that's, I think Americans are afraid of courts, obviously so reluctant to do anything wrong in terms of when it comes to illegal immigrants, because obviously they wind up in court. They're afraid to lose their property, so they just they clam up. That's really what's going on. But the colonization, as he speaks of, that's going on too.
It's unbelievable. Anything else, Al, for Al?
No, that's it. Just we got to try to resist that kind of stuff and take examples from history and maintain our nationalism is all I have to say.
I agree. You know, another example is the communist Chinese force all Tibetan women to marry Chinese. They're destroying that culture. It's totally sick. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Central Texas, brought up by parents that I wouldn't call liberal, but I would call, you know, educated and not taught to dislike anybody, playing football and baseball with blacks, Hispanics, everybody always got along, and then going to college and hearing America's bad, and then America's going to be taken over by Mexico, and then seeing it being set up and hearing that I have to die, that my son, when he turns 16, will have to be taken and exterminated because all white males by the age of 16, and then now... the big UT professor says, no, we just have to kill all whites. And I mean, imagine hearing that, and then the radio stations are saying, we're taking over, take over, take over, and then PR firms are handing out American flags, but the Reconquistas won't listen and wave the Mexican flags. Now, Al Garza, that did backfire on him. How big of a backfire do you think it was that Americans really got their wake-up call with tens of millions of illegals running around waving Mexican flags, foaming at the mouth?
The big backfire, and I'll tell you why. Shortly after all these incidents occurred, the protests, that is, we began to receive calls from nationwide how they could help the Minutemen. Could they volunteer? Could they give us donations? And we went from 6,500 in a matter of days to almost 8,000 volunteers. And a lot of donors called in, and they're still donating as we speak daily. So it backfired on them. People got angry. They woke up. It was a wake-up call is really what it was.
Well, that's how Americans have always been.
That's right. We're a tight family of Americans. We defend and protect each other. The bottom line is that most of these people have been completely oblivious to what the agenda has really been all about. We have compassion, and these people know how to thrive on our compassion. And again, that's going to stop. No more compassion. Rule of law, back to rule of law, public safety, national security, the rest is going to be history. Seal the border. That's the bottom line.
Well, absolutely. Give out the website one more time for the Minutemen Project.
Absolutely. That is Minutemen, single word, HQ.com. You get any and all information you want, how to donate, how to volunteer. You'll get the history, SOPs, our training manual is in there. Our media department is in there. You've got anything and everything you need there.
We're about to go to Jim and others that are holding. We're going to keep Mr. Garza with us into the next hour. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. But I want to ask you this now. What do you see in the future? How do you, you're a combat Marine Corps veteran in Vietnam. You've lived a lot. You're an older gentleman, retired. You've seen a lot in life. Where do you see this going? Where does your 84-year-old father see this going? Do you think we're going to win this?
We are going to win it. Now, we would not have wanted, and I'm not going to take credit for this. The credit goes to Carmen Mercer, a good friend of mine, and obviously Chris Simcox and Jim Gilchrist. The credit goes to them. They're the pioneers of this thing. I just happened to come in after the fact. I've been able to enjoy 2 years of riding this thing. But had it not been with the Minutemen getting involved and bringing awareness to a big, big and huge problem, we would have lost. But now that America has risen and awakened, we won't lose. They know what's going on.
The Minutemen
are hot to trot on it. You guys are doing a bang-up job. It's things like this that are going to help out.
I mean, literally, the Minutemen were Paul Revere's. And then I heard a clip. You spoke to the mayor saying that, what would happen if Paul Revere wouldn't have ridden and that Paul Revere isn't going to ride this time. I don't think they've gotten the word that Paul Revere has ridden.
Well, you know what they think that because they're trying to frighten us into saying that they've got all this money, they've got all the backing. For example, again, going back to the whole thing, the ACLU is just waiting to see their ambulance chases is what they're waiting to see how they can sue somebody. So they figure that they got us in their pocket, but I got news for them: they don't. We don't frighten that easy.
I agree, and I have to tell you that I haven't been able to wake up these illegal aliens and explain it to them, so I've found able to reach out to them when they get the big picture. I mean, when they learn that a Bush PR firm is running all of this, I mean, come on. We'll go right to your calls when we start the third hour.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.